producing good facts. Most days hold opportunities for creating good facts, and each of these new facts is a chance for a good experience. You could compliment someone, put a flower in a vase, turn on music, rearrange some furniture, take a different route to work, eat protein at breakfast, invite the cat up into your lap, or put on a fresh pillowcase. The point is not to pile new demands on yourself, but simply to be open to the chance to create a fact that could foster a good experience. One way to create a good fact is to make something that makes you happy. A friend made a little box that she keeps in her handbag with seashells from a trip to Italy, a picture of her dog, and a cross. When she wants a boost, she opens it and looks inside. Another friend got a photo of herself as a child and put it next to her driver's license so that when she shows her ID, she sees this lovable girl. Restraint is another way to create good facts. Turn off a nerve-jangling TV program. Don't criticize. Refuse to worry more than 3 times about something you can't change. 3 strikes and the worry is out. If you're caught up in something bad and disengage from it, that alone creates something good. Take a moment to register this and enjoy it before shifting to the next thing you're doing. Each morning, you could pick 1 good fact that you're going to bring into being that day. And when you create this fact, really enjoy the experience that follows. Directly evoking a positive experience. As you build up the neural traces of positive experiences, it becomes easier to activate positive states of mind at will without having to think about any good facts to evoke them. See if you can call up a good feeling directly. Start with an experience that's easy to access, perhaps a sense of strength, calm, love, or gladness. In the beginning, this works best if your mind isn't disturbed by worries or stress. But with practice, you'll learn to light up the neural circuits of positive states even when you're rattled or upset, like reaching through clutter to get the tool you need. Seeing life as opportunity. In the previous chapter, and in this one, we've explored many different ways to do step 1 of taking in the good, to activate a positive experience. These are: notice a positive experience that's already present, 1, in the foreground of awareness, or 2, in the background of awareness. Or create a positive experience by 3, finding good facts in your current setting, 4, finding good facts in recent events, 5, finding good facts in ongoing conditions, 6, finding good facts in your personal qualities, 7, finding good facts in the past, 8, anticipating good facts in the future, 9, sharing the good with others, 10, finding the good in the bad, 11, caring about others, 12, seeing good in the lives of others, 13, imagining good facts, 14, producing good facts, 15, directly evoking a positive experience, and 16, seeing life as opportunity. Good facts are all around, even if life is difficult. The sun rose today. Others are happy, and food smells good. Good facts persist inside you. Your body keeps going, your mind is full of abilities, and you are a fundamentally good person. Even bad facts often contain opportunities for good experiences. And there are many ways to have a good experience without reference to facts at all. Sometimes it is impossible to notice or create a good experience. The mind could be shattered by agonizing pain or a terrible loss, or smothered by an overwhelming depression, or flooded with panic. Then all you can do is ride out the storm, being with it, letting it be, hopefully with some underlying compassion for yourself. But most of the time, It is possible to notice or create a good experience, whether it's looking around for something you like seeing, recognizing your good intentions, or thinking of someone you love. Or it could be as simple as shifting in your chair to a more comfortable position. Recognizing that each day offers many ways to generate a good experience feels good in its own right. Imagine discovering that you could give good experiences to a dear friend or to someone who is hurting. It would probably make you happy to know that you could do this. Well, you have the same power to give good experiences to yourself. This is the 16th way to have a positive experience, seeing life as opportunity. Even in the middle of hardship and pain, it is usually within your power to ignite a good thought, sense perception, emotion, desire, or action. It's also usually in your power to add fuel to the good experience to keep it going, and we'll explore how to do this in the next chapter.